Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of 1 Timothy, and actually we're looking in the epistles, the pastoral epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus before the week is out. But our text verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 15. The Bible says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation." And it goes on to say that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And yesterday we dealt with the truth, the gospel, and our redemption. Faithful sayings concerning the gospel and our redemption. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now, as we flip forward and we follow this line of thought, faithful saying, or the same phrase is used, true saying, we find it again in chapter, that's what faithful means, it means a true saying, chapter number 3 of 1 Timothy, and in verse number 1, the Bible says, "This is a true saying, if a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work." And here today, we see the gospel and its responsibility. Yesterday, the gospel and our redemption. Today, the gospel and its responsibility. This is a true saying. This is a faithful saying. And again, worthy of all acceptation. And it goes on to say, if a man desire the office of a bishop. Now, what is that? What's that talking about? Well, the word here that we get the word bishop from, it literally means the idea of taking sheep out in the pasture and letting them eat. And the word office here has the idea of the calling, or of the placement. The Bible says, if a man desire. Now, there are desires that men have, but this is an inward desire. And the text, and the way that it's framed here, gives the idea that it's not something that a man would normally desire. It's not something that a man would naturally desire. But it's a desire that God puts inside of a man's heart. And the scripture says, if a man desire, a more than just a want to, more than just a think it would be a good occupation. Too many preachers are in it because it's a good occupation. Too many people are what they call, mama called and daddy sent. It's a shame today that the ministry has become a good, quote-unquote, occupation. That's so sad. Or a good vocation. So sad. You know, but the scripture teaches that there is a desire, the idea of a calling. If a man desire the office of a bishop, the pastor specifically is what it's talking about here, although I think we could broadly say it's true of preachers in general. The Bible goes on to say, he desireth, there's the word again, a good work. A good work. Now, the idea, a good work, my friend, there's no better work. The ministry and the call of God, a man would have to step down to run for Congress. A man would have to step down from the call to run for president. There is no higher calling. There is no higher work than the work that God's called you to. Doesn't matter whether you pastor 40 or 400 or 4,000. That has nothing to do with it. The reward's the same. The good work. And notice the last word, work. It is work. If a man fulfills the office of a bishop, it is work. It's good work, but it's work nevertheless. Yesterday we saw the gospel and our redemption. Faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. And today the gospel and its responsibility. 1 Timothy 3:1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of bishop, he desireth a good work. Father, I pray that you'd help us to, as we examine the faithful sayings this week, help us to understand the Word of God is faithful, and help us to be faithful to it, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.